Today, we are going to continue with our review of the many applications of AI to tourism. Thanks to AI, you are going to witness something we've never seen before: a jobless society. Jobs were an invention of capitalism that have served humanity for a while, but now are becoming meaningless as intelligence is becoming a commodity like electricity, and its price is going down to zero. Also, energy will be cheaper once we install enough solar panels and batteries to power all our activities. The price of solar panels dropped of 99% in the last 3 decades, and now 80% of their cost is just for their installation, which will drop to 10% once robots will install them instead of humans. So we will have more energy to generate more intelligence that produce clever and cheaper robots that will install more energy and so on in a feedback loop that is also called the innermost loop, because it is the loop that powers our society and make everything cheap and abundant.
The extra energy produced during peak hours of sun cannot be stored in batteries for more than a few hours, unfortunately. But it can be used to extract CO2 from the atmosphere to mitigate climate change, or even reverse it with enough energy, which should be our priority. So, even if you might have to work a little bit before jobs disappears forever, at least look for a creative job that allows you to travel. While you are working, find a problem that you are passionate about, something that should also help millions or even billions of people, and solve it with the help of the extra intelligence given by AI. Apply AI to problems that you care deeply about. This will also give meaning to your life, a reason to wake up in the morning. When you started this master course, for example, you didn't think you could make a film, right? Now you know you can, using AI. The only limit is your imagination.
Now it is easier than ever to build a small, successful business that makes €1 million of revenues per year with just a team of 2 or 3 people, or even alone. The 2 most important days of your life are the day when you are born and the day when you discover why. Why you were born. Why you are here on this planet. Only then you will be able to work your magic. You don't want to stay a muggle for all your life, don't you? Don't worry if these words sound silly at present. When you will discover why you were born, everything will be clear. People think that history is made up by the famous characters that we read in the books, but this is not what you will learn. History is made up by all the unknown people who realized why they are here and become one and the same with their activities. Sometimes they also become very famous, as in case of Elon Musk, for example, but this is the exception rather than the rule. Whenever you post something on social media, for example, you should post something that only you can say, and that no AI can say. A human story about something you have gone through. AI has all the data, all the knowledge, but it has no living experience. AI can never stand on a stage. It can never host a party. It can never put its hand over your shoulders and say, "Hey, I have been through what you have been through, and you are going to be okay."
Once you discover something that only you can say or do, it becomes your superpower. One very important application of AI to tourism is to generate touristic data sets. Only 5% of touristic information, in fact, is already in form of a data set. 95% of data instead must be gathered, formatted, and homogenized by AI before becoming a data set. It is all the information about your online bookings, your travel reviews, your photos, your videos, your comments and like on social media, your credit card information, the GPS data of your smartphone, and so on. These information is then employed to do all the following analyses. The Lombardy region, for example, decided to attract high-spending tourists. They used the touristic dataset generated by AI to classify each Italian citizen. And then they developed targeted marketing campaigns so that if you are a high-spending tourist, you will see many online advertisements that offer you luxury travels in Lombardy, And if you are not a high-spending tourist, you will never see an advertisement that invited you to visit Lombardy. As simple as that. One of the first AI breakthrough was the automatic detection of faces and of their emotions. So now restaurants can also, for example, measure the happiness of their clients.
A more classic use of AI for tourism is to predict the number of tourists at a destination, or which are the best locations where to open a new hotel or restaurant. Here, it is important to have a huge amount of data at disposal. Otherwise, AI is not very good at forecasting. In the Moodle, you will find the link to three videos made using Notebook LM that describe the impact AI on three tourism branches. You too can realize similar videos using the deep research option of Notebook LM.